I really have nothing to say about.
Tell me about your first heartbreak. I'll go first.
So for some background information, I was in choir CCA. We had a choir exchange program where our school had to go to another school. Both schools would like sing a song and duet. We traveled from one end of Singapore to the other, by the way. When my school sat down at their hall, I noticed this very beautiful boy. He had dimples on his cheeks, and when he smiled, his eyes were just very bright. But no way am I going to approach him lah. This was how I looked like in primary school. Time comes for us to all split. So we were grouped into segments. Each segment would have to go to the lecture hall lah. I was sitting alone, like a loser. So I saw like a flock of students come in. And then lo and behold, guess who I saw? This beautiful dimple boy. He was walking up the stairs, yeah? Then, guess what lah guys? He sat beside me. So when I was younger, I was very interested in French language. Because my music teacher showed us a movie and I was head over heels for the main boy. So my ideal perception of a guy is someone who also likes classical music and someone who speaks French. Which is so unrealistic. Or that's what I thought. When this boy sat next to me, I'm so nervous. He turns to me, looks at me and smiles. And he says, au revoir. At this point, I was convinced this guy was the love of my life. For the rest of the music lesson, we were just sharing a score and then singing together. Honestly, it was quite romantic. The whole music session ends. I go back to the assembly hall where all of my friends are gathered lah. I couldn't contain my excitement anymore. So I told one of my friends, hey, actually, I think I like this guy. And it got to a point where everyone knew lah. And I'm not going crazy, okay? I knew he was reciprocating my advances, aka looking at him and smiling. So then we all took a group photo. I know where the photo is, but I can't show, okay? Gag order. But I didn't get his number or Instagram handle or anything. Only because, number one, I didn't have WhatsApp or Facebook or Instagram because I just wasn't allowed to have social media back then. And I wrote everything down in this diary. I wrote 5 chapters about this boy. So fast forward, 2014, I created my first Instagram account. And the first person that I find is him. Guys, it was too late. He posted a picture with another girl. Aww. I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe next year. The next year comes around. So I went to search his IG. So I was thinking, maybe I should just shoot him a friendly message and you never know. What might happen, right? Turns out, he's gay! One person I was so hopeful for, chasing for, and I think the nail in the coffin was dating someone from my primary school. I have never approached any guy ever since that day. At that point, I terpaling makan tak kenyang, tidur tak lena, mandi tak basah, huh? Baju tak kering, makanan tak panas, hati tak tenteram. I used to think he was Mr. Popular because of how many girls actually liked him at that point. But he always had issues talking to them. I guess it just goes to show, if you always have trouble talking to girls, maybe it's because your soulmate is a man.